Well, the Elvis stuff, I've been an Elvis fan since I was a kid. I was about 7 years old and saw an Elvis impersonator by total accident out eating with my family. And I thought, wow, this is cool. I'll do this. And then I was, you know, that was my gig in high school, you know, all throughout, like, kind of going through school and even in high school, that was my gig. I was an Elvis tribute artist, if you will. So that led me kind of to that. Sun Records I got, you know, Nobody was a little independent film. We shot in Memphis. And it kind of did lead to getting the part in Sun Records in a way. But I went to an open call audition my senior year of high school. I went to an open call audition for Sun Records in Memphis and happened to get the part.
Awesome. Yeah. And so now you're this country artist. How did taking these Elvis roles in country music, how did they mesh together and become who you are today?
You know, just studying Elvis's music, to me really, and I think if you asked Elvis this, he would have told you that he was a country singer. A lot of those songs he sang were country songs. He was a different kind of country singer for sure, but really the music, just kind of being ingrained with Elvis's music, his approach to music, his approach to live shows, I've taken a lot from that for sure. So I borrow a lot from Elvis's kind of approach to music, I guess.
So you're heading across the world on your Tumbleweed World Tour. You get to go sing internationally. How is it getting to sing for those fans? And are they as rowdy as they are, like, here in Alberta?
No.
No?
No,
really?
They're not as rowdy. Well, the funny thing is, like, going overseas and playing, it's a different kind of crowd. You know, they're very invested in the show, and they love experiencing a show. Like, but it's kind of, it's a little strange because at first you'll be playing, you know, I'm used to kind of a rowdy honky-tonk crowd. And if everybody's not yelling and having a good time while you're playing, then you're not doing your job. Mm-hmm. But over there, everybody's, like, just so quiet and watching intently. They want to take in every moment of that show. And it's really cool. At the end, there will be a big roaring applause, but it's a little different. It'll kind of scare you at first. The crowds are just a little different.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys like me? Are we doing okay? We good?
Exactly.
And then come Friday, you're actually going to be in Calgary at Ranchman's. Mm-hmm. You've been to Calgary numerous times, but if there are some fans, this is their first time getting to see you, what do they get to experience?
A fun show.
Yeah.
We're
going
to have a lot of fun. And we're doing something really, really cool at Ranchman's. We'll be filming a little something during the show. So it'll be a little crazy, a little chaotic. So it'll be fun because everybody's going to get to be a part of that.
Oh.
So it'll be really cool. I mean, we have so much fun at Ranchman's every time we go. I'm excited to be back.
New album, Tumbleweed, that came out in November. How was recording it? And what's your favorite song off the album?
Ooh, well, recording it was amazing. Just this getting to do another full-length record has just been awesome. I love making records. I feel like I have so many songs that have yet to see the light of day that, you know, it was a great opportunity to get more songs out there. Favorite song, I mean, there's a few. It kind of changes every day. You know, there's a lot of songs on this record that I kind of took a lot of chances on and are kind of showing a different, I guess, side of my music and kind of diving more into the real traditional country influences. There's a couple of them. I love, there's a song called Good Is Gone that I love on that record. Hard-Headed Cowboy is really fun. So there's some different kinds of songs that I have yet, that were just kind of different departures, I feel like.
The end of my interviews, I have four rapid-fire questions. Mm-hmm. You just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
All right.
Cool? Okay, first one. What is your favorite thing to eat on tour?
Ooh, my favorite thing to eat on tour. Usually, actually, you can find Thai food like anywhere.
True.
Me and the band, we eat a lot of Thai food on the road. Because you can just find it literally all across the world.
So true.
And it's always pretty good. And it's like really good leftover too.
I almost like it better leftover.
Better leftover.
It's so
exactly.
good. Yeah. What do you do before heading out on stage before a show?
Really, I just like quiet space somewhere. I'll usually just kind of sit somewhere quiet, you know, kind of get away from the crowd for a little bit and kind of think about what I need to do that night.
So, and if you weren't a country artist, what do you think you'd be doing?
I don't know. I'd be broke for sure. Yeah. I honestly don't know. You know, there was a period, I think throughout high school, I was going to go to college and I thought maybe I want to go get a law degree or something.
Ooh, horrible that attorney. Takes a long time. Lots of studying.
I'd be a horrible attorney too. I'd be not.
Same,
I'd
I don't know anything.
Good. I can't, you know, luckily I went somewhere where I don't have a lot of paperwork.
Where can we follow you behind the scenes to get everything from the tour?
Just go to drakemilligan.com. It'll take you to links to everything, all the socials, all over YouTube, all that stuff. We got some fun YouTube videos that we put out. We've been doing these sound check sessions. Kind of different songs from our sound checks. So go check those out.